Well, articles of impeachment, Lee. Representative Shiri Thanedar pushing for a House vote on his resolution to impeach President Trump for not granting their illegal immigrant and cartel friends due process, whatever that means.
Yeah. My response, yawn.
Yeah. Who cares? It's only interesting. It's a top. It's a third story.
Oh, yeah.
Biggest story in the country right now. It's the only reason I'm mentioning. I just am amazed that it is, but it is.
Yeah.
They want to impeach him for not allowing them to keep their cartel friends around and their MS-13 friends around. And they think that's not fair. And I think that's great. I hope they keep pushing for that.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah.
Please do, because that's not going to be a winning issue for you.
No. And the more they talk, the better. Meanwhile, we're getting ready for that showdown at the Supreme Court. I am scared to death of this. Let me tell you why I'm afraid of this. I'm afraid that the Supreme, because the GOP Congress will not act, especially Thune, who is essentially all but blocking legislation that's passed in the House or won't take it up. So there's no point in passing other legislation in the House that would finally free Trump of these horrific judges. I'm afraid that the Supreme Court is going to create out of thin air due process rights for illegal immigrants that did not exist before. And that did not have to happen, especially when you have, I'm telling you, when it comes to John Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett, when it comes down to brass tacks, they will always vote open borders. They are open border zealots. It's who they are. And it's what they do. And what I'm really afraid of is they are going to find that these illegals have due process rights. That will be an absolute outrage. Let me tell you why. As Stephen Miller pointed out this week, the federal district courts are not in the Constitution. We could vote to wipe the entire district court system out tomorrow if we wanted to. Congress could. They created it just to lessen the load of the Supreme Court. When they did, it was clear these courts aren't even supposed to be hearing immigration legislation. How in the heck we've ended up at the Supreme Court asking them to rule on decisions the district courts have made on immigration, it's an absolute outrage. And I'm afraid that's where they're going to go. They are going to create out of thin air a right for these judges to, one, decide illegal immigrants have to have, you know, turn a pumpkin into a carriage with, you know, four horses to usher them out of the country. Oh, yeah, and six hearings. We're never going to get them out. They'll be, at that point, making law. And they'll also be creating whole new rights that simply don't exist that Congress didn't give these courts. Let me tell you what I'm talking about. Here's Stephen Miller talking about this. And what Miller is doing here is he's saying, listen, if John Roberts and Amy Coney Barrett join the liberals and give these illegal immigrants rights they do not have in violation of the law passed by Congress, if they just create this out of whole cloth, we're going habeas corpus. And we're going to pick them up. We're going to march them out of the country. Don't do it. You're going to cause a constitutional crisis. Listen to this. It's an extraordinary minute-long segment from him, but he's explaining this. These courts don't even have the right to hear these cases, never mind issue nationwide injunctions. Here we go. Okay, hold on.
The body.
Let's try this again.
At the end of the day, Congress passed a body of law known as the Immigration Nationality Act, which stripped Article 3 courts, that's the judicial branch of jurisdiction over immigration cases. So Congress actually passed, it's called jurisdiction stripping legislation. It passed a number of laws that say that the Article 3 courts aren't even allowed to be involved in immigration cases. Many of you probably don't know this. I'll give you a good example. Are you familiar with the term temporary protected status, or TPS, right? So by statute, the courts are stripped of jurisdiction from overruling a presidential determination or a secretarial determination on TPS when the Secretary of Homeland Security makes that determination. So when Secretary Noem terminated TPS for the illegals that Biden flew into the country, when courts stepped in, they were violating explicit language that Congress had enacted, saying they have no jurisdiction. So it's not just the courts aren't just at war with the executive branch. The courts are at war, these radical rogue judges, with the legislative branch as well, too. So all of that will inform the choices the president ultimately makes, yes.
Mr. Miller...
So they're now floating habeas corpus, which is in the Constitution, and it's the suspension of rights in times of, among other things, invasion.
This sure sounds like that any objective court would rule as Miller has talked about here, because if you've got a law in the books that says these courts don't have jurisdiction in this case, then they should be throwing this out because the suit does not have standing, because those courts are not allowed to rule in those cases.
And that's what scares me. I'm afraid the Supreme Court's going to create rights for illegals that simply do not exist.
Yeah.
And that we all, look, acknowledged, understood, knew it did not exist. Nobody even brought this up when Obama was deporting people, or Clinton for that matter.
I mean, we're talking roughly 20 million or so who broke the law, and there was no enforcement of the law from the Biden administration, which presented an even bigger issue because they were able to come here illegally without any issues at all. Bill Clinton deported 12.1 million during his presidency. 92% to 93% of those people he deported were sent back without a formal proceeding, a.k.a. due process. OK, so look, to what President Trump said, 5 million trials. That's impossible. You can't do it.
It's what I'm afraid they're going to do. They're going to just make it up. And again, the district courts don't even have the right to rule on this stuff. Because the Republicans, especially the Senate, will not act, I'm afraid that Trump is setting us up to set a precedent that you just can't remove an illegal from the country. I mean, you can, but you're going to have trials for every one of them. And it's that's ridiculous.
Well, they may be setting it up for the Trump administration to defy the court on that then.
He's going to have to. And I think that's what Miller said. I mean, Miller's been out there saying, look, we'll do habeas corpus. We'll do it. We'll suspend it for every damn one of them. They're going out the door. And ultimately, where do I see this going? If the Supreme Court and Coney Barrett and Roberts stand in the way of that, I think you're going to get to a nullification situation. Trump's going to have to. There's no other way forward. And that's what Stephen Miller's essentially saying there. Look, we all know there's no jurisdiction here. Don't create it. And again, we didn't have to be here because the Republicans should just act. Because here's the thing. Which is really interesting. I didn't realize this. Sonia Sotomayor actually wrote a whole thing about ending nationwide injunctions by these district courts. And she did it at the end of the Biden administration because she didn't like that Republicans were doing it out of Texas. That she felt it was judge shopping. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Right. And she argued there's no right at the district court level for a nationwide injunction. She's a liberal Supreme Court justice appointed by the Democrats. I guess she didn't figure Trump would win.
Yeah.
You know? So they were talking about getting rid of it then. Why? Because the district courts don't have the right to do it. There's 700 of these judges. Any one of them can just say, no, a president can't do that. We'll go all day long. We're not even going to have a republic, much less a democracy. We can do this all day long. I guess if Republicans want to do something now, we'll just go to Texas and judge shop. So the Supreme Court knows darn well they're not supposed to be doing this. And I'm afraid of what they'll do. But we're going to start to have rulings coming down on that the next week. So be on the lookout for that. I have a funny feeling this is not going to go Trump's way. I'm really, really worried about the birthright citizenship issue. I'm really worried about that and trying to get. I would not ask this particular Supreme Court for that. I'd wait. That's just me. I'm afraid of what they're going to do. Because look, on the Washington Wine and Cheese Circuit, if you care about, if you're liked, if you're invited, and some of these Supreme Court justices do, man, immigration is the one issue. I mean, it's the immigration lobby that's got all the money for the wine and cheese parties. You can't rule that way. And I'm just really afraid of what they'll do. We'll see. Maybe I'll be wrong. I don't know. So, meanwhile, I heard Mike Gallagher promoting this and meant to get to it a couple days ago. And it's good news. Rasmussen reports they have an excellent polling record given this last election. 52% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. Lee, 46% disapprove. He only wished he had numbers like that in his first term. So that's them. What is ABC News saying? Trump's job approval rating stands at 39%, the lowest for any president. Yawn. Trump facing broad-based and deep collapse among voters who sealed his 2024 win. No. Trump made historic gains with minority voters in 2024. They're already pulling back. So we have now two alternate realities you can choose between. You have Rasmussen and the other. One thing you should know, the reason Rasmussen is so accurate is they poll likely voters. The others do not. They'll poll voters. Not a good measure. A lot of those people lean to the left, but don't show up at the polls.